Good day, delinquents, on this Tuesday, April 24th of the year of our Lord, 2024. The year of our Lord. Hey, I got a riddle. Want to hear a riddle? You're from the year 2024. I am from the year 5784. I am not a time traveler, and we are in the same place. How is that possible? I'll say it again. You are in the year 2024. I am in the year 5784. I am not a time traveler, and we are both in the same place. How is that possible? Do you give up? I'm Jewish. Ta-da! If you look at the Jewish calendar, it's a lot different than the Jesus calendar. Yeah. Jews are a little salty when it comes to Jesus. Do we think he existed? Yes. Yes, he was a prophet. Yes. Do we think he was a bit of a liar? A little bit, yeah. Because we're God's chosen people. He brought us to the land of Israel. He guided Moses, blah, blah, blah. You don't see that in the Quran, do you? Where's that little story in the Quran? The story of Passover? You want to skip that one over? Huh? Muslims know about that story. Islamists do not. People that, you know, are Muslim understand that Jews exist. They understand that Israel is like their homeland. It's part of the story. The story of Passover, which, by the way, is this week, everyone. So, do you guys even know the story of Passover? Do you know the story of Moses? The Ten Commandments? The golden calf? Do you guys know any of that stuff? The younger generation probably does not. But either way, the Jews have been slaves for a long time. We have been persecuted for a very long time. When people of color, when black people were pharaohs and kings, the Jews were in chains. Yeah. So long before the Western idea of slavery, thanks a lot, Spain, Portugal, you fucks, the Jews were in shackles. And so Moses was born, and his mother couldn't have him, obviously. The Egyptians would kill him. So she put him in the Nile. She put him in the river. And he was found by the Pharaoh's wife. The Pharaoh's wife at that time, I think. Yeah. And I think Moses means by way of water or something like that. Delivered by water or something like that. And so he was raised as a prince, the prince of Egypt. And he grew up and he was getting, you know, messages. He found out who his mom was, who his father was. And he was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're treating people this way. My people. Long story short, he was outcast for thinking this way. It broke the Pharaoh's heart, really. Because, you know, that was his kid. That was his young boy. But he had an older boy. He had an older boy who became Pharaoh later. And while Moses was outcast, he was like wandering and trying to figure out what to do. And he ended up having a couple wives, and the burning bush happened. And I'm not talking about herpes. I'm just talking about, you know, there was a bush that was on fire, and it did not burn out. It did not, the bush stayed aflame, and it talked to Moses and said, you must do this. It was the voice of God. Since Moses, God has not talked to anyone directly, not like that. There have been signs, there have been little, you know, hints of this and that, but God has not straight up just been like, yo, what up, bro? How you doing? Could you imagine that? You'd freak the fuck out. And anybody, there's people out there probably that are thinking like, well, if you heard the voice of God, your ears would erupt and your brain would explode because the human body could not fathom the sound and the actual voice of God. Yeah, we can. We're made in His image. And you think if God wanted to communicate with us verbally, He would put His decibel level up to like 1 million and just blow our shit out? No! He'd be like, all right, I can't use my actual, you know, tone. I gotta humanize it a little bit. So He visited Moses by way of the burning bush. He's like, yeah, what up, dude? And Moses was like, hey, man, what's going on? Are you the God? Are you the God of, are you Amun-Ra? Are you Osiris? Who are you? Oh, no, I am the Jewish God. I am your God. I don't like other gods. You'll find that out later. And so, long story short, God was like, I need you to go back to Egypt, go back to your adoptive family and be like, hey, let my people go. You gotta let these people go. Like, right now, let them go. And Moses was like, ah, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. So at first, I'm pretty sure he's like, no, I don't want to do that. But then, you know, there was guilt, whether God put it in him or not. And Moses ended up going there. He had a robe and a big old stick. He's like, my power flows through this stick. Use it as you would me. And Moses is like, all right, cool, man. So he goes to Egypt. He's like, hey, man, what's up, bro? How you doing? Yeah, God wants you to let these people go. And the Pharaoh's laughing his ass off. Like, okay, not gonna happen. God, Moses, how you been, man? You look great. And when I say that, I mean you don't. You look like you've been walking the desert for a long time. You look like ass, bro. And Moses was like, okay, all right. Well, you gonna let him go? Pharaoh's like, hell no. Ramses was his name, I think. Yeah. Played by Yul Brynner. Yeah. Some of you guys understand that joke, some of you don't. And Moses is like, all right, well, if you don't let him go, then God's going to visit you with 10 plagues. And every time that there was a plague, Pharaoh was like, oh man, your God is powerful. Man, that's insane. So, yeah, your people could go. And then, like, last minute, Pharaoh's like, nah, you know what? Nope. Each time, the Pharaoh promised to free the Israelites. But he reverses his decision when the plague is lifted. So, God's getting pissed now, okay? Right? So, the plagues are pretty much... the first one was water, the River Nile, the lifeblood of Egypt, turning into blood. Yes. They turned the water into blood. And, what was it? Frogs was the second one. Lice, flies, livestock pestilence, just dying out. Boils, which is not fun. Hail, locusts, and then darkness. And then the final one, Passover, the killing of the firstborn children. The killing of the firstborn children. So, every freaking time, besides the last one, Pharaoh was like, ah, you can let him go. And then the plague is lifted. And then Pharaoh's like, no, psych. Just kidding, bro. But after the darkness was lifted, and Pharaoh still was like, nah, you can't go. God told Moses, he's like, all right, I'm done fucking around with this fool. Okay, I tried to be nice. So here, this is what we're going to do. All right, I want you to take the blood of a lamb, all right, and I want all the Jews to take this blood and put it on their doorstep. Put it over their doorframe on the outside. And then you don't have to worry about nothing. And Moses is like, okay. So he told his people, he was like, hey, take the blood of a lamb, put it on your door, and that's all I've been told, really. So that night, the angel of death flies over Egypt, and it kills the firstborn son of everybody that doesn't have the blood of a lamb on their doorframe, thus killing the Pharaoh's successor. Yeah. Yeah. I find it interesting how the blood of a lamb plays a role, seeing how, you know, I'm pretty sure Jesus wasn't going to show up for another 3,000 years. Or maybe 2,000 years. No, 3,000, like 3,000 years, something like that. Something insane. And now the Pharaoh is like, okay, fucking take your shit and go. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you, dude. He's like, your God is mighty. Leave. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, let me recycle and circle back for a second. So the first time Moses showed back up to Egypt after his exile, he was like, let me show you the power of my God, right? Because there were snakes on the ground. And they were, I don't know, like a threat to Moses or something. The Pharaoh's like, oh, these snakes are going to bite you. They're going to get you. And Moses is like, I am not scared of your snakes. Let me show you the power of my God. And he drops the fucking staff. Moses' staff. Everyone wants to talk about the Ark and the Shroud of Turin. Where's fucking Moses' stick? Could you imagine if you found that fucking thing? The absolute power you would have? Sorry, I get sidetracked a little bit. Because if it's got the power of God in it, I guarantee you it's indestructible. Unless God was like, you know what, we're done with this. I gotta hide this one away. So he drops the stick. It turns into one big fucking serpent. And this one serpent takes out all of the Pharaoh's snakes, showing how powerful his God is. It was pretty much like symbolism. As to show that you have your gods. You have multiple gods. I have one. And this one God is more powerful than all of your gods. Alright, so back to where we were. So the angel of death passed over, huh? And he killed all the firstborn kids. And then Pharaoh was like, get out. Get out, get out. So everybody was leaving. Everybody was, you know, just listening to Moses, following Moses. And he's like, Moses is like, come on, I'll take you to where you need to be. And right when they left, Pharaoh was like, hunt them down and kill them all. So the Egyptians chased them to the Red Sea. And that is when Moses parted the Red Sea through the power of God's staff. Through the power of his staff, through God's power, blah, 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 whatever. And it opened up the ocean. Pretty much. It was a sea, okay, sea, ocean, but a sea, all right? He opened up the Red Sea, and all the Jews crossed the Red Sea. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? And into Judea, Samaria. And then as the Egyptians were crossing the Red Sea, God closed the sea on them. You believe me now? Huh? You believe me now? Yeah. Yeah. And the Egyptians couldn't swim. They had chariots and they had the fucking metal armor and stuff. And that was the end of that. And you think the story of Passover is done? No. God was like, we got to make sure all these people are valid. Not only have they been persecuted for so long in Egypt, slaves, but now that you're free of Egypt, I'm going to put you through a test to see if you're worth it. So for 40 fucking, was it 40 days and 40 nights? No, 40 years. 40 years. I'm pretty sure it's 40 years. They just wandered the desert like nomads trying to find where they needed to go. Right? And God was like, hey, and God was like, hey, Moses. And Moses is like, where have you been, man? I don't know where we're going. And Moses is like, hey. God was like, hey, come up to this mountain real quick. You want me to climb a fucking mountain barefoot? Okay, all right, I'll see you up there. And he goes up there, and that's when God gives Moses the 15 commandments. Oh, five broke. The 10 commandments. So that's where he got the 10 commandments. Moses comes back down from the mount, right? And he's like, these are the rules of God. You know, these are the 10 commandments. And as he came down there, people, they were idolizing a golden calf. Some of the Jews were idolizing a golden calf. And God is a very jealous God. And that was no good. And so, I think, and so they were punished a little bit. And God was angry, and his anger flowed through Moses, and Moses hit a rock with a staff, and he broke it in half, and then water started to flow from the rock. And they're like, man, Moses' God is strong. Our God is strong. And so, after all this torment, long story short, they were directed by God to the land of milk and honey. And there it was. And Moses looked upon it because God didn't want him to go in there. Thanks for all you've done. Thanks for all you've done. But I don't want you in there. You're not allowed in there. You can't go in there. The Jews, yeah, go ahead. Go in there. Have fun. Have a great time. But you're not allowed in there, Moses. So yeah, that's the story of Passover. The shortest version possible. And that's when Moses lived a very long time. I think he lived till the age of like 900 or something insane. And yeah. So there you go. The story of Passover, which everybody pretty much knows, even Muslims. When God sent the Jews to the land of, wait for it, Israel. Everybody needs to know this story now. Everybody should listen to it, especially all you people in Columbia and Harvard and Yale saying from the river to the sea and Antifada is the solution and death to America and all that stuff. Yeah, you need to stop doing that, okay? Because this God does not play around. And I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.